The EU and EU official and UK officials are in last-minute talks this lunchtime to try to avoid a potential two-way ban on a wide range of foods, including sausages, mince and prepared meals, moving between Great Britain and the island of Ireland next year. We can find out more from our agriculture and consumer affairs correspondent Fran McNulty. This seems to have sort of come up fairly unexpectedly. Fran, what's going on here? What's the background to all of this?
This involves the, I suppose it's the transition to Brexit, Brian. We've been used to free trade. We've been used to importing and exporting food produce to this country between here and the UK freely. And this is the implications of Britain leaving the EU. It means that they are effectively a third country. So certain regulations have to be followed, and it would mean that there are certain processed products which can't freely be imported here or can't freely be exported into the UK, and there would be an implication as well even for sending stuff to Northern Ireland. There is a list of banned foods under the regulations: minced beef, minced pork, sausages, poultry, some and other foods are also affected. But what there is today, Brian, is a lack of clarity around it. People I'm speaking to in the agri-food sector are saying, we're not sure if it involves certain chilled products. We're not sure, for example, if it involves mince. Should mince that is simply minced, chilled and exported be included on this list? And why there's a real anxiety around it is the UK, 37% of our produce goes to the UK food produce. It's a sector worth over 4 billion euro a year to Ireland. And if there is anything which impedes exports to the UK, that concerns the sector. And of course, anything which impedes imports concerns consumers, because products we're used to having on the shelf may disappear.
And briefly, what is the industry saying, Fran?
Well, if you talk to people involved in food production, they're saying that actually there's an easy workaround, that these regulations, Brian, which set out the type of foods that would need greater clarification, that effectively would be banned, those certifications can change. And the food, Drink Food Ireland are saying, really, all we need to do is sit down and work out the changes that need to be made and we get over this. But if you talk to Bord Bia, that's responsible for marketing food, Irish food, right around the world, they're saying the impact here could be quite significant, but it is hard to put a figure on it. Okay. And they're talking today about diversification, the need to look at other markets as well. Whilst recognising the UK is a very important one, we need to look elsewhere too.
OK, another consequence of the impending Brexit. Fran McNulty, thank you for that.